welcome into the inaugural episode of the RR Schools Podcast, a new platform for the 2019-2020 school year. Honored to be joined by our first guest on the RR Schools Podcast, the superintendent of the Rocky River City School District, Dr. Michael Shove. Dr. Shove, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me to come to the first podcast.
Dr. Shove, you're in your 13th year as a superintendent of the Rocky River City School District. School's been open now for about 3 weeks, and everything appears to have gone well with the buildings opening. Talk a little bit about how that went and all the people have kind of had a hand in that.
We had a great start to the school year, and that was a result, I think, of a lot of work by our maintenance and custodial staffs, our transportation office and food service, getting ready for the students to come, and our faculty has been in their rooms working throughout the summer. So we had a good start to the school year. Parents were able to get their classroom assignments for their children, and students were able to get their schedules. So the year started off smooth because I think we were able to start the first day really getting back into teaching and learning.
One of the big things with the school district is the success in the classroom, especially over the last 10 years on the Ohio State report card. The district's been ranked in the top 10 in each of the last 10 years. The report card's going to be coming out here in the coming days, coming weeks. Talk about the success and how the district's been able to maintain that success.
We've had success on our state report card. Our students take the tests very seriously. Our parents are very supportive. And our faculty does a great job preparing the students to not only take the tests, but also prepares them with content and knowledge to be able to handle the questions and address them accordingly. The one thing that we look at is our performance index. And the performance index is a measurement of all students taking tests across all the grades of the district. And we've been in the top 10 for the last 9 years in the state of Ohio, certainly working to stay in the top 10 and always improve. But that's a measure that we look at when we look at all the tests across the district. And ultimately, we work with students at whatever areas they need to improve upon so that they can be successful.
The end of the month here in September, we have two town hall meetings coming up, September 23rd, vaping, and September 30th, student mental health. Both of those will take place in the high school auditorium at 7 p.m. What's the reasoning for hosting these types of town halls?
We started hosting town hall meetings years ago, and it started with just a presentation about social media and internet crimes and safety. We talked, we had a presentation from Hidden in Plain Sight for parents to come and visit and look at. We've had Robbie's voice, we've had a Mindful Life, and many other topics to include the upcoming this September, as you said, September 23rd, the dangers of vaping. Certainly want to share information with students and parents and guardians about the dangers of vaping. And then also on the 30th, we're going to have a student mental health presentation for students and for parents, guardians as well. So we're hoping for a really good participation, good turnout for both of those meetings. I think there's going to be really meaningful information and opportunity to ask questions and receive information that's going to be helpful going forward.
One of the topics always on people's minds, school safety, and you've done a great job with several initiatives throughout the school district, one of which are the school resource officers, Officer Bernhardt over at the high school and Officer Blazer at the middle school. We have a new school resource officer, Officer Neil Shiplicki, who is covering Kensington, Goldwood, and Beach. Talk to me a little bit about how his transition has been to those three schools.
The SRO at the primary school, intermediate, and the preschool has been going very well. He's been very visible at the beginning of school. He's been very visible at the end of school, helping with everything from greeting students getting off the bus to traffic. He's been on the playgrounds. He's just trying to be everywhere and become familiar with the students, have the students become familiar with him. So I think just like we had some time at the high school and the middle school for the SROs to become comfortable and really understand and learn their new positions, I think Neil's doing a great job of doing the same, learning all about the buildings and when are the times that it's most important for him to be visible and to be present. And I'm really pleased that we're able to bring him on this year. And I think it's really going to continue to help us as we go forward and with all the different safety and security measures that we have in place for our district.
One of the big things for students is to get involved, and there's more than 90 different ways that students could get involved, athletics and activities. What's the importance of being involved in extracurriculars like that for students?
I know our principals and all of our administrators and staff and coaches and advisors want students to be involved because it makes them feel even more a part of the school system that they're attending. So if we could have a lot of students participate in activities in any of the music drama program, sports, it's positive, and it just brings a greater spirit of camaraderie and friendship among our students, and it's a wonderful way for students to also, you know, expand their own horizon. So we're happy to do that. We're always excited to have a lot of kids participate in our after school and extracurricular activities.
And on the flip side, there's also ways for parents and guardians to be involved. What are some of those ways for them?
Great ways are the PTAs, which are incredible across our district. Our booster club's incredible. They provide such unique and fun opportunities for our kids. They're wonderful ways to get involved. Even coming to our town hall meetings and getting involved, being involved in open houses, parent-teacher conferences. We really do make a strong effort to welcome our parents and guardians into our schools so that they're more familiar with the services that we offer and the educational programming that's being offered to our students.
Dr. Cho, final question. Any one thing or few things that you're looking forward to in 2019-2020?
Well, certainly this school year, just like the past school years, excited to move forward academically with our students. I know we've put in some new programs. I'm excited to see what our data will look like. So as we're moving forward, hoping that all the students continue to make the progress and improvements that they want to see. Excited for the traditional events that we have, everything from homecoming on September 27th and the parade that we do to it won't be long before we have a spooky Saturday at Kensington and all the different events that we have coming up. So it's always a fun year. There's always something going on. I'd certainly invite everybody to come to our activities, our events, and see our students perform and compete. It's really a fun time, so I'd like to see everybody get involved.
Dr. Cho, appreciate your time. We'll try to catch up with you later in the year.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the RR Schools podcast. Our next guest is the school counselor at Kensington Intermediate School and the 2019 Rocky River City School District Teacher of the Year, Melissa Libertor. Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, I want to ask you just your thoughts on receiving that prestigious award, the 2019 Teacher of the Year for the district.
It was just really exciting. I have to say it was kind of a big shock. I think there are so many amazing, wonderful people in the district. It's just an honor to be part of that.
As Assistant Superintendent Liz Anderson was reading the accomplishments, when did it kind of strike you that you were going to be the one walking up there to receive the award?
It's funny. It took a while. I was sitting by Idella Lloyd, and she leaned over and she said, "I think that's you." And I was kind of looking around, and all of a sudden, they said my name. I think when they talked about education and things like that, I was thinking, "Gosh, that can't be," but it was.
And you're the second straight winner from Kensington. Jamie Fall was the winner last year. Have you guys had any fun, friendly banter? Has he kind of done anything with you for winning the award?
Yes, it was actually really funny. On our staff lunch on convocation day, he was holding the door open, the nice man that he is, for everyone to walk in and get lunch. And he said, "You see, last year I was a recipient of this award, and some people held the door open for me. Next year, Melissa, you're going to have to hold the door open for everyone." So
now you know for your staff luncheon next year, that's your role.
I'll have a task or a duty, for sure.
Let's get into a little bit about why you won this award. Describe to the listeners your role here at Kensington and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
I love it here, first of all. It's such an opportunity and an honor to work for such a great district that supports the students. I think my role here is really to support students and families, to help kids be in a place where they can learn. So if that is, with our little guys, so maybe a pet has died, or, you know, they're just having kind of a difficult day, or they just need someone to talk to problem solve a little bit. I'm hoping, I think, to remove some of those barriers to learning, because kids really get stuck, just like we do, day to day, if our car won't start, or if our coffee spills on us, or even if there's something wonderful that happens, sometimes you just need someone to check in with, and I think that's my role.
And there's a number of things that you support, the academic, the social, the emotional, and the career growth for the students.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do to support all of that? It sounds like a lot.
I'm able to do lessons. So through the lessons, I really try to support the academic, social, emotional, and career growth. So we try to kind of start out with our little guys, our third graders, with really basic things. So we work a lot on climate and getting along together. Self-regulation. So we have some really neat, curriculum guides like zones of regulation and things like that that I can really bring in and do sort of an official lesson in the classroom. Career is supported through those lessons with interests and things that the kids are good at. And we really want them to recognize that and tie all that into their school day so they're able to function best. Individually, I can meet with students if they have specific things going on that are above and beyond in the classroom. And then there's the family support piece. Sometimes families just need resources, education, referrals, things like that. So we, again, just try to help the kids be as okay as possible, knowing that life happens, to learn as best they can. I think all of us learn best when we're feeling supported.
And one thing, you're starting on September 16th, Mindful Mondays.
Yes.
Tell me what that entails, and is that open to anyone here at Kensington?
It is. It's so fun. That's one of my most favorite things. I think coming in Monday, it's awesome. So it's a support to kids transition back to school. So after the weekend, sleeping in, maybe they had a late night, did some family activities, they can come in and we do some stretching. We kind of do some relaxation. A lot of times we'll do breathing exercises. So it really developed out of the Kristen Race, information that we had and all the great professional development for that in the last couple years that actually my sister Peg Libertor brought to the school. So the kids can come in and kind of decompress before Monday starts. And it's really interesting because there's a big group of kids that just comes back to that. We also use Me Moves, which is an occupational therapy-based movement that can be calming, energizing, or kind of focusing. And so I have the kids choose, where are you today? Let me know where you are, and yeah, we'll do different, sections of that based on, how everyone's feeling.
And this is every Monday, starting September 16th through the rest
every
of the year?
Every Monday, yep. So it's fun. We, the kids kind of file in. It's neat because I can have it be a little looser. The kids can come in anywhere from 8:15 really to 8:29. School's, the bell rings at 8:30, but they can be a part of any part of that, and they kind of wander in and glean what they need to. They can leave when they want to. So it's a fluid thing, but I think a lot of the kids that do it really do kind of rely on that, as a healthy, thing to get them ready for the day. And then they can take some of it with them. We do something called Sun Dance, which is movements based on sun salutation, but it's a little bit different slant to that. But they, it was fun last year. We did a tag sort of activity where kids from each class that did the movement for Sundance tagged another class. And then so those kids would show that other class how to do it. And that's something they can bring home with them and use, in their life, as they grow up, as sort of a relaxation technique. So that was fun, too.
Wonderful. Let's wrap it up. The Kensington Counseling theme for 2019-2020, We Are Better Together. Explain what that means and how it all relates to Kensington.
It's funny. I saw a Maya Angelou quote, which was, "We should all know that diversity makes for a rich tapestry, and we must understand that all the threads of the tapestry are equal in value, no matter what their color." And so I thought that whole, just the idea of bringing all those different experiences together makes us better. So we're better together.
Melissa, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the rest of the year.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our final guest of the first RR Schools podcast is the PTA president, Mandy Smith. Mandy, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What does the PTA do to support the schools? I know you guys host a number of different events. You sponsor different events throughout the district.
There are multiple events through each unit. Early Childhood has Boyert's Farm, which is like a fall festival for the families involved with the PTA. The Winter Wiggles, which is a really cute event held at a church with bounce houses in the winter just to get some energy out of the kids. Goldwood has Snowflake Palace, so the kids can buy their family, friends, little gifts for Christmas, and Goldwood Games. Kensington does the talent show and Spooky Saturday, as well as the fourth grade mural. PTA supports the fourth grade mural. The middle school does the magazine fundraiser currently with the Bike to School Week. They have Challenge Day, the sixth grade social dance, the seventh grade manners dinner, and Maroon and White Night. High school does some beautification projects, provides meals for the employees on appreciation days, and provides baked goods for NHS and award assemblies. And then the council, which I am the president of, provides scholarships at the end of the year for students. Last year, we were able to provide 8 $1,000 scholarships for graduating seniors, as well as supporting the physical and occupational therapy programs within the schools. And then we recently added movies in the park as well. This past summer, we had 3 different movie days.
So you guys are extremely busy. You guys host a lot of events, sponsor a lot of events.
Very busy.
How can people get involved in the PTA?
So there are a number of ways to get involved. The easiest is to go onto the Rocky River website and go under the different schools. If your child is in Goldwood, say, go to the Goldwood link, and you will find the PTA link underneath, which you can sign up to be a member, pay the membership fee, and you will get all the information about that PTA, the meetings. So you can do that with Goldwood, Kensington, any of the PTAs. Council is a little different. Council requires you to become a delegate for the school. So if you have a child in the middle school, say, you become a delegate underneath the president. So it works a little differently. But council is nice because you come to the meetings and you are able to really get a grasp of what's going on at all the schools, not just one in particular. So I would say the easiest way to become a member and involved is whichever school your child is in. Look for the flyers for PTA, look online, talk to friends. I'm sure a lot of people you know are involved.
And you guys host meetings throughout the year. We had the first one today, and there's a 3 or 4 more throughout the course of the year. And anyone is welcome to attend those meetings?
Sure, yes. The council meetings are held the second Tuesday of September, November, January, and March. Anyone can come and listen and see what's going on in the different schools. It's a really great opportunity to hear from every school, every president for the PTA, the different units is there at the meetings, and they give a brief synopsis of what's going on at that school at that time. Dr. Schoaf will speak, and we usually have a couple guest speakers from one of the different schools.
You guys have a big event coming up at the end of the month, September 27th, which is homecoming.
Yes.
What will that all entail, from the food trucks to the parade, all that kind of fun stuff for the kids and families and community?
So homecoming is going to be so fun, as long as the weather holds out. The homecoming tailgate is September 27th from 4:30 to 7. We will have 5 food trucks: Mana Food Truck, Sauced, River Dog, The Little Penguin, which is frozen yogurt, and Smoke and Rock and Roll. We have scheduled some live music from Billy Morris. The Magic Man will be there for balloons for kids. We have some Key Club members who have volunteered to do face painting. Community Challenge is bringing cornhole games. We have Panda Express is actually doing a fortune cookie decorating contest with some fun prizes in the fortune cookie, which is new this year. That will be fun. Some great raffle baskets. You can purchase the tickets online for raffle and the food trucks, or you can purchase day of cash. The raffle baskets we have so far this year include $500 in flooring from a certain company, over $400 in restaurant gift certificates, spa packages, yoga party, some Apple AirPods, some really awesome prizes and items for raffle. So it'll just be a great time for families to come out, whether you have the kids in school or not in school. It's just a great community event.
And are you still looking for raffle prizes? Can those still be submitted and donated for to be raffled off at homecoming?
Yes, we are always still looking for sponsors and raffle items. We use any of the sponsor money to go towards the scholarships at the end of the year for the graduating seniors, like I mentioned earlier, and the raffle baskets as well. All of the money raised at homecoming goes back into the schools. So, yes, we will take any raffle items up until pretty much the day of homecoming, September 27th. We can throw it together. Same with sponsors.
It'll be a great time, and like you said, hopefully the weather does hold out for the food truck tailgate. Yes. And the parade and the game.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all you do with the PTA Council and the PTA in general for all your support with the Rocky
River. Absolutely. Thank you.
That will conclude our first episode of the RR Schools podcast. A reminder, you can follow all the latest news of the Rocky River City School District online at rrcs.org or on social media at RR City Schools.